A good Erev Shabbos Shuva. We are standing here in the most exalted Shabbos of the year. When I say that, how can I say that? Because the Gemara tells it us. The Gemara tells us a famous contradiction, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far away, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close by. And the Gemara tells us that 344 days a year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far from an individual, and only a rabbim has access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only a minion on an intimate level. But during the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, everyone has HaKadosh Baruch Hu right here, as we call it, Melech Basada. This Shabbos is specifically important, as it's brought down in the Svarim, the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Yaris Dvash, that between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I should say, there's 7 days, because there's 10 days, minus 2 days, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And those 7 days are here to rectify your week. The Thursday, the Friday, the Shabbos coming, could have the opportunity, the Shabbur brings us la halacha, to clean out and rectify all those Shabbos. So again, if your Erev Shabbos didn't look like Erev Shabbos a whole year, and your Shabbos Kodesh did not look like Shabbos Kodesh a whole year, if your Sunday was maybe not used appropriately, this is it. This is your opportunity. This Shabbos Kodesh has to be the Shabbos Kodesh. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, all the Shabbosim will get cleaned with the Shabbos. On that note, I want to ask a question. The concept of Shabbos Shuva, which is this week, is an oxymoron. Those two things should never go together. Shabbos, it's not allowed to be sad. Not allowed to be yogoin, v'anocho. Yet Shuva is impossible without regret and pain. How is it that we have a concept called Shabbos Shuva? Why are you allowed to do Shuva on Shabbos? The place can say you're allowed to fast on Shabbos Shuva. I don't understand. How does that work? So the Chedush HaHirim, the first Ger Rebbe, first he says something about Perek Piderach Drush. He says the Navi tells us Umal Hashem. The Pasuk says first Umal, and the Navi expounds on this. That because Baruch Hu do a milo, a circumcision on our hearts. So the Chedush HaHirim says, okay, milo is Deiche Shabbos. So if milo, taking someone's neshama, taking a young boy who didn't get his neshama yet, you don't have to let him wait another 24 hours. You do a bris immediately because you don't want to let him wait. Why don't we push it till Sunday? Everybody likes a Sunday bris. No, you cannot leave a kid, even though there's Chil Shabbos involved many times over at a bris. What does the halacha tell us? We push it off. You don't wait another day. Says the Chedush HaHirim, you have a neshama that because of chait, it left. The neshama leaves a person when he's chaita. He becomes neshama-less. He says, of course you're allowed to do tshuva on Shabbos. That's his first shot. But then he says a second shot that I need to share with you. And for those of you who will think that this shot's a little chassidish, the Vilna Gaon's Talmud, the Siach Yitzchak, has the exact same shot. Listen to what the Chedush HaHirim and the Siach Yitzchak say. The Talmud, Talmid Abba Shem Tov and Talmid Abba Nagoyim both agree that Shuva is Pekuach Nefesh. A person who is wallowing in chait is lifeless and his neshama is suffering and he's considered dead. You're allowed to, on Shabbos, save someone drowning. Says the Chedush HaHirim, says the Siach Yitzchak, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save someone. So we allow tshuva on Shabbos. This is not exaggerations. If the place can say you're allowed to fast, you're allowed to cry on Shabbos tshuva, what does that mean? It means recognize the importance. The opportunity that you have only one Shabbos a year. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's here, you don't have to reach out and have to go too far. This is so important. that you're allowed to go ahead and do tshuva and be sad on Shabbos. You need to understand what this means. You have to look at this as life and death. If a person squanders their opportunity, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down, it's a very severe avera. A whole year you don't reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's hard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks into your face and he says, Ani po, I'm here with you. And it's a Shabbos Kodesh. You can't say work, this, that. You understand how of a crime, what a crime it is to just ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's in your midst. It's not exaggerations. I'm sharing with you a statement of Chazal. We're willing to do away with the halachas of Shabbos. Because a person the whole year is so lethargic, is so disconnected. You open up a siddur, it's not going. It's just not going. Perfect. Achshav. This is the Shabbos of the year. Make sure tomorrow, the hachana for Shabbos, the preparation should be real. Shabbos Kodesh this year, the Shabbos meals are going to be Shabbos day. We're not talking about things you're not allowed to talk about. There'll be zmiris, there'll be divrei Torah. This is it. This is the once a year event. You missed this, you're waiting for another year. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's coming down to sit at your Shabbos table. But you have to say, it's not exaggerations. The Gemara, the Harich is the Pasuk. Dirshu Hashem, search Hashem, he must be when he's right with you. What is the Navi telling us? Shabbos, Shuvah, or this whole week, actually. I'm talking about Shabbos now, but this whole week. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's at your dining room table. You don't care? You're not acting different? What do you mean? You don't believe? You don't believe in basics? How does tshuva make life? I want to share with you a Gemara. The Gemara says that tshuva from fear turns a mazed, advertent chet into inadvertent. The Gemara says tshuva me'ahava, tshuva from love, takes avarice and turns it into mitzvahs. This is a Gemara. It says the Chassam Sofer, this means a kezayis chazer that someone chas v'shalom ate, or kezayis of a questionable hashkocha, turns into a kezayis matzah, turns into a kezayis korban pesach. An avera that you did turns into a mitzvah. This is how tshuva works. When a person goes ahead and does tshuva me'ahava for no other reason, not because they're sick, not because they're suffering, but because they want to come close, la'avinu sheva shamayim, your averas turn into mitzvahs. Those same things that are right now pushing you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu are making you have no joy in Yiddishkeit. They make it, everything's not enjoyable. You feel so distant, so far, a benching, lip service, a davening. It's all so, it's our averas that are doing this to us. There's a magic. Every avera you did this year is ready to turn into a mitzvah. Again, this is a Gemara. I don't want anyone to think I'm telling you, Jewish, I'm talking only Gemaras tonight. But Chazal are teaching us. There's no exaggerations in what I'm saying. You say, it sounds surreal. It is. The concept of tshuva makes no sense. It's a gift beyond gifts. Understand the chutzpah it takes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's coming down and says, I'll give everything back, mitzvahs. I'm coming down. I'm making it easy. You don't have to do anything. And you don't care. Chalila, the thought of the chutzpah. When the son comes crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all our bad things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and fights for us and fights for us. Why are you making HaKadosh Baruch Hu's life miserable? Why is it that it should be that when the son comes and chas v'shalom says something bad on a yid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to fight back and says, you're right. This person does not care. A whole year does what he or she wants. And now I come down, I beg, I cry, Shabbos Shuvah, Rosh Hashanah, give nothing. Tyre Yidden. We don't believe that the Sultan's Makatrig. Did you pay attention this past year? How many tragedies befell Klal Yisrael? How many Chaylim there are? How many people need Shidduchim and children? You know whose work that is? That's the Sultan's work. He's allowed to talk. Give HaKadosh Baruch Hu ammunition to stop him. If you don't care, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu supposed to tell him? Have Rachmanis on the Eibishter. He's trying so hard to help us. It's painful. They're yidden suffering from all sorts of things. The Satan successful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts fighting for us, and for some yidden, he has nothing to say. You're right, this person doesn't care. I want to just share with you one specific thing. We're asking for life. I want to tell you one thing that Chafetz Chaim brings down as Zayar that I want to share with you. And I'll tell you why I'm saying the Zohar. The Zohar says, why is it that when people daven, they don't get answered? Why is it that people don't enjoy davening? It feels stuck. It feels... He says very simple. He says when a person's mouth speaks Lashon Hara, he says the tefillos do not go up. The mouth is so profane. We spoke about this on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we use a shofar to avoid the mouth. But in Yom Kippur, we're coming now, we're talking with our mouths. Chavetz Chaim ben Zayir, b'shimim b'yichoy. Our tefillos don't work. We're standing over the next few weeks between Aseret Yemei Teshuva and Yom Kippur Sukkos. Hours of tefillah. Could you imagine chas v'shalom a yid, all that davening, and the tefillos don't move? It's a pachad. It's a pachad. Chazal tell us it doesn't work. I have an eitzah tova. To A, enjoy the davening, and B, your tefillah should get answered. You shouldn't sit in shul for hours and your tefillah are not going anywhere. You have to think about our Lashon Hara. You know why I'm saying this today? You know what the greatest deterrent of Lashon Hara is? When you see the person you're talking about. When you, there's a compassion that takes you over. You feel terrible, you're hurting that person. Do you know that when you go electronically, you don't have that deterrent? Another thing is when you tell Lashon Hara to a person, you're embarrassed from the person you're telling to. But when you text Lashon Hara, or you forward Lashon Hara, you have absolutely no feelings you're even saying Lashon Hara. It is, the Lashon Hara that goes on today is unprecedented. People have no issue forwarding things that someone sent you, forwarding a picture that offends someone. It's scary. What has happened is there's no compassion when it's not human to human. There's nothing that stops anyone from being cruel. And when a person is steeped into this, passing on information, forwarding, they are steeped in Lashon Hara and they don't even recognize, they don't feel guilty about it. I need to share with you a story that I shared in Shul last Shabbos. Okay? I know for the most part, women are not in Shul Shabbos morning. It was a story that blew the city of Lakewood away. And if it happened a week before Rosh Hashanah, there's obviously a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to wake up for this. Okay, there's a woman that passed away about now probably 4 weeks ago. Her name is Mrs. Cohn, a Syrian woman. A woman who lived in Syria and escaped. She was zoicha to raise a dor of Tamir Chacham in Lakewood. I know one of the sons. An unbelievable story. This woman didn't know how to daven, didn't know how, she maybe knew how to just basic words, nothing. She knew nothing because she never went to a school. She never went to a Beis Yaakov. The woman was Nefteris, and her Shloshim was last week, during the week, before Rosh Hashanah, was her Shloshim. 2 days before the Shloshim, she came to a nephew of hers in a dream. It was a son or a nephew. And she said that Masechtas Taharis, which is one of the Masechtas, that the kid said she never heard of in her life. She never heard of Mishnayos. Forget about. She came in a dream and she goes, Masechtas Taharis is not being learned for me. I need a favor from you. Go to the person learning Masechtas Taharis and tell him to do it. A story that happened last week where the Abishah decided to expose himself so we could have Chizik and Emunah. Anyway, so you could say it's a dream. Right? Okay, it's a dream. Who cares about a dream? But this was a dream. It's very easy to find out. There's a paper with Mishnayos. Let's find out who's supposed to take Masechtas Taharis. They went ahead. They called the guy. Big Talmud Chacham took Masechtas Taharis. They called him up. They said, just making sure, randomly, did you do it? He goes, huh? He said, I can't believe it. Thank you for calling me. I totally slipped my mind that I took Masechtas Taharis. It's a hard Masechtas. Only Talmud Chacham would take it. So he says, I can't believe I missed it. I'm sorry. How long do I have? He said, 2 days. He goes, I'll get it done. Imagine the woman was given permission to come down from Shemayim to make sure she has a full siyum. Do you know how many siyumim there are and how many women or men there are that had it that people didn't finish? Happens all the time. Why was this woman allowed to bring about this Kavod Shemayim last week that everyone saw that the woman came in a dream and said the emes? And at the Shloshim, the children got up and said, she was a wonderful woman, but the thing that was unique about her was, they said she never in her life said Lashon Hara. Never. people took this, you started talking about someone negatively, it just got shut down. Nothing matter who you were. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, it was 2 or 3 days, maybe, I think, for Rosh Hashanah, maybe the week before Rosh Hashanah, to send down this gilui that a woman's zeichet to come back to her family and be zeichet to have a full siyum. It's a tremendous chus to be allowed to come back to this world. Tremendous chus. Why? Because Baruch wanted us to be mechazik on this. We have become too easy. And remember what the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, and by the way, speaking means by words as well, by writing, it's all Lashon Hara. You become, your tefillahs don't work. Could you imagine all the tehillim that the Yiddish imams say for their children that are going through a hard time emotionally, academically, spiritually, and it doesn't work? Why? Because their mouths or their involved with Lashon Hara. If you want to guarantee your tefillahs work, it's something we need to take on. It's verbally, but today who has time to talk verbally? Today we could say Lashon Hara so much quicker. And you can say Lashon Hara in Mass. You need to think. You can say Lashon Hara 1 second. People's lives are ruined. Ka'afr da'ar. Shidduchim are broken. Couples getting divorced. All because people are just talking and forwarding and forwarding. It's a tragedy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset that his children's blood is being spilled like water. Shabbat Shuvah, just to recap, is when we can go from Mesim to Chaim. Which is why we're allowed to do Shuvah. It's Pekuch Nefesh. But remember, one of the keys is when a person can come to tshuva, but sometimes when a person davens, he feels so lethargic, so distant. Remember the words of the Zohar HaKadosh. And remember how Kodesh Baruch Hu last week decides to bring this gilui to the world, that a woman who has watched her mouth was zeichet to such a siyata d'shmaya. We need to join. We need our tefillahs answered. I want you to make a Kabbalah if you want to learn halachas, or just make sure you're off Lashon Hara groups. If you're connected to a Lashon Hara group, your tefillahs won't begin to go near HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That whole group, separate yourself from a kach Lashon Hara. I don't have time now. Chazal talk about a kach Lashon Hara, the worst. Ain't a roya p'nei shechina, Chazal say. That means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down in our midst, if you're a part of a group of Lashon Hara people, don't even talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is loving with you. Remember, this week, the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, which we just started, we still have a whole Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, still. Could be a masakin, as the Mishavur says, for the entire year. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. We will be Zeicha Beis Hashem in the Schus. Of remembering that every, if we do tshuva, our veiros turn into mitzvahs, and our life gets rekindled. We can start having a neshama again. And we'll have a geshmak in Yiddishkeit, and our kids will see our geshmak and take it over from us. And that Schus will be Zeicha everyone to a Gemar Chasim Toiva, and to have a healthy year, with Molly, Birchas Hashem, everything we ask for. We should be Zeichet this year to be Zeichet to see Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Meirav Yameinu. Have a wonderful Shabbos and have a meaningful Yom Kippur.